If you want more of the Earthbreak world, purchase a subscription to Earthbreak Omega Protocol. Omega Protocol is a monthly subscription box game set in the same universe as this podcast. Just like Lynn, you'll be a survivor of the apocalypse, work on your own or with friends to solve the mystery. One of your bunker's doctors has died. Was it the alien virus or something else? Every month you'll receive high-quality, handcrafted clues that truly immerse you in the story. I can find myself going down this rabbit hole or bunker hole or whatever you want to call it for hours on end. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer. That's earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. And now, enjoy the show.
Okay, I'm coming in.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no, 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 no. Oh, God, fuck, I was right there. Oh, fuck you! Fuck you! I was right there! I was right over the fucking hill! Oh, why? Fuck you! God damn it! I was right there! Why couldn't you have just waited? Oh. What the fuck is this? Cool. A fucking suicide note. You fucking ditched me and now I get to stand here and read your suicide note. I do understand. Oh God, I do understand. And I have thought about it. I get it. Ugh, I don't think I would have hanged myself.
I've tried, Reg. I've tried to keep it together out here. I tried to live out our plan and make the best of a worst-case scenario. But all of this is meaningless without you. The world has lost its glisten. Food doesn't bring me joy. Drinking doesn't bring me joy. It just dulls the feeling for a while. I wish you had listened to me. If we had left the city before people started getting sick, we could have come out here and hunted and drank beer, and maybe you would have made it. I'm sorry. It wasn't your fault. What happens next isn't your fault. But I can't take the loneliness. I'm so angry at you for leaving me here alone. I know I shouldn't be, but I can't help it, and it hurts. It hurts so much, and I just want it to stop. I hope I'll be seeing you soon. Yours for eternity. Benny.
This is Earthbreak. A few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. Starring Jenny Slate. Our show is made possible by our generous sponsors. Please support us by supporting them.
I didn't want it to be this way, Ben. I wanted it to be you and me talking, laughing, and you telling me that everything is gonna be okay. But instead, now I can just think about how you're gonna stink up the place and make it unlivable. I just can't have that. I'm so sorry. All right, bud. Time to go. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, trying to be gentle. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, why are you so fucking heavy? Oh, man, two arms would really streamline this process. I'll leave you here for just a moment. I'll go find a shovel. What the fuck was that? This is the woods. It's alright. If it were aliens, they would have just fucking killed me by now. Okay. Okay, we're going back in. No. Fuck, Christ. Oh, fuck. Okay, I got your boot. Oh, man. I got your boot. I was really tempted to leave you out there, Ben. But I guess you've fucking grown on me. Or I am totally insane. Oh. Hey! Fuck off, mountain lion! Fuck you! Hungry as fuck. Go catch squirrels, you dumb fucking cat! Ben is not for eating! Neither am I. Okay. Well, Ben, not quite sure what to do with you. Can't really have you here on the living room floor. Back in the bedroom. Oh. Well, I guess I will not be using the bedroom. Hey, don't go ratting on me in there too quickly, okay, Ben? Let's all try to be considerate. Okay, little Robin. Let's see what Ben and Reg left for us. Oh, damn. Okay, so we got dehydrated ground beef and chicken and rice. Ooh, dried fruit. Cans of beans.
Oh, dehydrated biscuits. Mashed potatoes and gravy on, oh my God. Pineapple slices. Oh, I can't do this once. Oh my God. It's so good. Man, I guess I just I've made the decision that we never have to leave. Okay? We could just stay here in Pineapple Heaven. Okay, what else do we have here? What's this about? Oh, no way, man. He brewed his own beer. Motherfucker. Ben's Wilderness Suds. That is a bad name, Ben, but I'm gonna drink the shit out of you. Let's see what's up. Oh. Really hope that you're better at brewing beer than you are at naming it. Oh shit, I can't drink this. Right? Now that I think about it, it's going to be quite a while until I can actually relax and have a beer. You're going to be out of my body in 5 months, but even after that, you're still going to be a fucking baby. You're going to be a baby, and you're going to need help doing everything, like taking shits and eating and staying alive and every fucking thing. You know, I never really pictured my life being anything other than pissing away the time. So. I think our friend is really still out there. Oh, fuck yeah, there's definitely something behind that tree. Okay, well, That's all right. That's okay. I'm all good. It's all good. We got plenty of food. We got lots of beer that we can't drink. And... Oh! Okay. And Ben just has a fucking shotgun lying around here. Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense if you're just, you know, in a cabin with mountain lions prowling around. Let's see here. Yeah. Oh. Let's see. Got any ammo? 36, 9, 12, 15. Yeah, plenty of ammo. All right. That's an interesting development. I can load this shit up. Oh. This is the first time I've ever broken a bone in my entire life, actually. It's pretty bonkers. Think about it. I fell out of trees, surfed on top of cars, I climbed fences. I just somehow managed to make it until last week without actually breaking anything. Margaret always said that I had it coming. I had some sort of terrible injury on the way because of my lack of caution. And now that I think about it, out here at the end of the fucking world, I'm still kind of a careless fuck-up. I once switched hiding spots in the middle of the night because I didn't like my bed. And I spend hours out in the open trying to find my favorite brand of potato chips. Like, God damn it. Fuck. It's actually a fucking miracle that I'm still alive. If we're going to do this. I'm going to need to be better. No more fucking stumbling through the apocalypse, and no more living like I'm just passing the time until I fucking die. Okay, from now on, I will be the living embodiment of looking both ways before crossing the street. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And that was just a branch. To be fair, I thought it was the mountain lion. Well, we're on day 6 of being stuck in this cabin. I'm on the verge of getting pretty weird. And I've decided that I'm about to get into some target practice. Okay. I wish that you could see this setup I've got going. It's pretty sick. Ben and Reg have a whole attic just for their books. There's a little window looking out to the front. I'm gonna see if I can hit some shit in their yard. Like, for example, this tree stump. And if I lean the shotgun on this windowsill here, I'm feeling like it's not gonna be so bad on my arm. It's all about concentration. Oh, holy shit! Fucking kickback! Oh! Okay. Stabilize a little bit. How about let's try this wheelbarrow? That I fucking hit that shit. I see a big fucking hole, baby. Woo! Okay, more. I can't wait to fucking teach you how to do this. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Man, it's fucking refreshing. Margaret's dad was the one who taught me how to shoot. He was a scary man. 50% of my conversations with that dude was him telling me how to avoid being kidnapped. He told Margaret not to let me go to the mall. Asshole. I guess the mall wasn't safe, but he first took me hunting when I was 9 years old. He woke me up at 6 in the morning and dragged me out to this tree fort in the middle of the woods. And then he left me there, alone, in the freezing cold at 6 in the fucking morning. And when he came to pick me up hours later, because he was a psycho, my face was all puffy and red from crying, and obviously I hadn't shot anything. And then the whole ride home was this dead, excruciating silence, and I really thought that I was the one who'd done something wrong. But I was not the one that did anything wrong! But now I can shoot a fucking gun, and that wheelbarrow is starting to look like Swiss cheese. And I am proud. And I feel cool. You know what would be really fucking chill right now? Would be just one of those beers. Man, I would fucking love just one beer. Oh, so badass. At the end of the world, shooting a shotgun, drinking a beer.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Feminist Folklore? It's a storytelling and discussion podcast from Skylark Media. Each episode covers a new fairy tale, myth, or legend from around the world and explores how that story connects to the experiences of women in today's society. Whether you want to get fresh perspectives on stories you grew up with or hear new stories from different cultures, Feminist Folklore's got something for you. The show explores timely topics like gender equality, toxic masculinity, and body positivity, and considers how attitudes about sex and gender are influenced by the stories society tells about girls and women. Whether you prefer Disney princesses or chilling Japanese ghost stories, Feminist Folklore will get you thinking about the classic tales you thought you knew. Have you ever wondered if Snow White passes the Bechdel test, or how different Sleeping Beauty would actually be if you replace the heroine with a sexy lamp? These are the kinds of questions Feminist Folklore is all about. If you're a fan of shows like Lore, Myths and Legends, The History Chicks, Call Your Girlfriend, or Popaganda, this show is perfect for you. Subscribe to Feminist Folklore on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what? Guess what? Locking yourself up in a cabin for 10 fucking days, it really takes a toll on you. Really starts to make you feel fucking crazy. And I'll tell you what else. I swear to fucking God, that big cat is still out there. Hiding in the trees, but I can see it when it moves. I can see it. I know it's there, right there. Right there. I see its fucking glowing eyes. Fucking nightmare. I can see this motherfucker just watching me. This cat. This motherfucker has nothing better to do than just watch me. All the fucking time. So fucking freaky. And I already didn't like cats, even before this. My toes are like icicles. I fucking pray that Ben's firewood lasts us the whole winter. Us, you and me. Ooh. I'm cold. Well, Ben hasn't moved. No problems from him. He's just, still where he is. Meaning that I have not moved him since I shut him up in the bedroom. Days and... days and 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 days ago. Luckily, it's fucking freezing cold, but... I'm telling you, I think the smell's starting to come through the door. But he's okay in there, right? What am I supposed to do? He's fine. You're fine in there, right, Ben? Y'all good, bud? You chill? Yeah, I think he's good. I think he's all right. It's okay here. We have everything that we need. I haven't seen an alien in ages. And I think I can take care of you here. I really do. You would have a house to grow up in. You and I could just... we could just really be here. We wouldn't need to leave, at least not for a long time. Isn't that nice? Isn't that great? Isn't that great, Ben? Did you hear what I said? He's quiet, but I think he's fine with it. Hey, Ben. Ben, how you holding up, buddy? I'm sorry this has gone on for so long. I really meant to bury you. You know, if I had any sense, I would have just left you out there for our friend who's roaming around outside, but because you've been so hospitable, I guess I feel like I owe you something. And if I'm gonna raise my kid in your home, I think giving you a proper burial is the least I could do. Ben, I'm gonna get you in the ground soon. I promise. I am finally going to deal with my mountain lion problem. Because responsible Lynn is a face her problems head on Lynn. The shotgun makes it back off for a bit, but I've got the idea that some kind of horrible sustained noise is really what we need, and luckily, Ben is a member of the fucking tribe, which means that he is a Jewish person, and as a Jew, he owns a grogger. What, might you ask, is a grogger? Well, it's only the most obnoxious fucking thing in the whole world. It is like a wooden thing, and you spin it on Purim, and it makes a horrible fucking noise. And I understand that you are probably thinking, but mother dear, why don't you just fucking shoot the mountain lion with Ben's shotgun? Okay. Well, child, I understand that maybe you think that I'm crazy, but I just can't deal with the idea of killing one of our own. When this world is being torn apart, she's just a hungry animal trying to survive. Just like me. I've been a gravedigger for like 3 hours, and I've just barely got the hole up to my knees. But I mean, I'm doing this shit basically one-handed. I think the 6 feet under thing is gonna have to be more of a guideline than a rule. Yeah, I think this might have to be it. Oh, fuck. I mean, that's not bad. It's a substantial hole. Let's try it. Let's try. Let's get you in there, buddy. Hard to explain, but when people die, we dig a hole in the ground and we put them in there, partially so that they don't just have them hanging around and, you know, have them rotting and getting other people sick, and partially so they don't get eaten by a fucking mountain lion. But it's also a way saying goodbye. This is actually my first time burying a body. It's like a little bit like when I had to bury my mom, except that I didn't have to dig that hole. It's kind of surreal now that I think about it, that I had to plan everything for her funeral. The casket and flowers and food. And not a lot of people even showed up. And of course, Grandpa Gavi had been dead for fucking long, long time. And it all just felt very hollow. It was just like everybody really wanted it to be over. Just didn't want her to suffer anymore. And you know what? I did not know how to feel at the time. Because I had just been so angry at Margaret for so long. And then I saw her lying there and didn't fucking matter. In the end. And everyone died a year later anyway. But if something happens, little Robin, listen up. If something happens and I'm taken from you, that is not your fault. I want you to know, Ben, that I put you in here next to Reg. Okay? I didn't know you, Benny. And I didn't know you, Reggie. But it seemed like what you had was real. Fair. It's not fucking fair. None of this is fair. Rest in peace, buddy.
Enjoy this podcast, you'll love the other stories from Skylark Media, including our 3-monthly subscription series. Lose yourself in Earthbreak with Omega Protocol. See other parts of this science fiction apocalypse that Lynn doesn't know about. In Hunt a Killer, you'll find yourself playing the role of a detective in an ongoing murder mystery. Can you decipher the clues to catch the killer? And in Empty Faces, you'll participate in paranormal rituals, finding yourself lost in a world of horror and witchcraft. Each series comes with physical clues to puzzle over with your friends, family, by yourself, or as a part of our extensive online community. Whether it's the sci-fi of Earthbreak, the murder mysteries of Hunt a Killer, or the paranormal investigations of Empty Faces, get lost in an interactive story. Check the show notes to get 25% off each series. This is Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. The next episode will be released next Tuesday. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you're listening right now. Find a link to subscribe to Earthbreak and more information on the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. You will also see some offers from our sponsors. Please support our shows by supporting them. If you like what you're hearing, we'd love for you to give us a 5-star rating and review us, and be sure to tell your friends and show them how to subscribe. the story doesn't have to end here. Be sure to visit earthbreak.com to hear more Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival. While you're there, purchase a subscription to Earthbreak Omega Protocol, our new subscription box series where you can decide the fate of your fellow survivors. Play on your own or with friends. Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, was directed by Aaron Katz, produced by April Lamb, written by Morgan Ormond, story by Morgan Ormond, Will Rogers, and Derek Smith, associate produced by Will Rogers, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Hawley, starring Jenny Slate.